Hey everybody, welcome to the. I think my furnace is on. Okay, hold on a second. I'm gonna turn the furnace off.
This is where I guess I gotta mention something about kids having a short attention.
And we're back. Hey everybody,
Hey, welcome
welcome
back.
to the Gawkrip.com podcast once again, coming to you from here in Prince George and the other part of it coming to you once again. It's Aiden from New Zealand. Aiden, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. How's life? What have you been up to since we last spoke?
When was it that we last spoke?
On the last podcast that you were on?
Visited my great uncle and auntie last weekend. I got sunburnt on the drive home. It was only like an hour drive, and I had my window down with a short sleeve shirt on,
Yep.
and I arrived home with a sunburn.
Nice. Sunburn in December. I guess so. Well, I guess actually it is December for you, isn't it? It's not December here, but it's December for you. I mean,
Although
it's
it'll be
December.
December when the
Yeah, it is December. It's totally
podcast
December. But it's like more in December than here.
even more.
Yeah, that's crazy. Speaking of December, and I'm going to use this as a segue, but what are your plans for Christmas this year?
Is a pretty good segue.
Thank you.
I don't actually know yet.
Because I have something that you could do for Christmas this year. You could submit a greeting for the Gawkrip.com Christmas podcast.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that. Definitely been meaning to do that.
Yeah, in fact, if you're listening to this out there in the internet land, you should too. I actually do have one so far. Yeah, my friend Sarah, and then everybody says, which one? Ha ha, because there's like 15,000 Sarahs that I know, but the awesome one, because she actually sent in a Christmas greeting, has sent one in.
What friend? Whose
Sarah.
friend?
Sarah.
Which one?
Ha 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 ha. He makes a joke. So she sent one in. Thanks very much, Sarah, if you're listening to this, and if you're not, thank you anyways. But yes, all the rest of you should make sure you send in Christmas podcasts before December 18th for inclusion in the podcast on December 20 somethingeth. 22nd, I think it is.
And you can find more information by going to gotgrip.com.
Yes, make sure you do that. Visit gotgrip.com
Very
and
likely it'll be on the front page.
well, it may not be on the front page, but if it's not, you can visit the podcast, the page for this podcast, and there will be a link to where you can get more information on the Christmas greetings.
This
So,
website is kind of slow, so very likely it'll be on the front page.
is my website slow?
Well, no, sorry, not slow. It's just slow as in the rate of which new content is updated
Oh, I see what you're
or
saying.
uploaded.
Yes. Yeah.
But
Ne
hey,
never anything new on my site because I'm a jerk.
the only reason I feel as though I can't say that. The only reason I feel as though I can say that is because my website, I have some stuff on there that has not. That has been there since the birth of the website.
Right. Yeah, how is Ranch Cult doing? Have you done anything with that in the past year or so?
Well, I updated the little icon, the fav icon or fave
Right.
icon or
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
saw that one.
That was pretty big news. Working on a new logo, which was pretty awesome to begin with, and now I'm just kind of like still getting worked on.
Yeah.
Updated a couple of the graphics. Basically, I woke up one morning and I had like this kind of a weird dream, and so I thought, oh, that's actually kind of a good idea that I should do for the website. So then I
Nice.
wrote a bunch of stuff down, and then about 6 hours later, I read what I wrote down and I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. What the hell was I thinking? But then I modified it to make sense, and then about a week after that, I read it again and I thought, man, that's dumb. So it's a work in progress
Yeah.
that I hope to get out on the website before Christmas 2011.
Nice. Nice. That's
But no promises.
well, that's a good target. That's a good target to have.
It's realistic.
Yeah, fair enough. Still, good idea though. Good thought. Maybe you should write it down and then sleep on it, and then in the morning you can decide if it makes any sense or not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so anyways,
Yeah.
keeping things moving right along. I actually had an interesting experience today. I
Was it
had
out of body?
close actually. Well, it felt like it at times, but I have been having a lot of late nights and early mornings and stuff, just trying to keep on top of everything going on in life. And the I'm gonna start over.
Cut.
Yeah, no, maybe I won't bother. Anyways, the point is that I've been very tired because I haven't been sleeping a lot. And so today I realized that it was probably unsafe for me to be behind the wheel of a vehicle, because I could tell my reaction times were slow and I wasn't seeing the road very well. And yeah, so I almost got into two accidents and almost ran over a pedestrian. Yeah, so it's pretty wild. So, I have actually noticed very clearly for the first time just how dangerous it is to drive while sleeping.
The highly scientific Mythbusters did something on that, where they got someone, well, they got the girl and the guy drunk, and then they got them really, really tired, and I think that their reaction times and just overall control of the vehicle was worse when they were up for like 24 hours rather than when they were. Rather than when they were below the legal limit. That's what it was. That was the kicker, was that they still had to be within the legal limit. So what's worse? Driving while slightly intoxicated, but still legal, or driving while really, really tired and 100% legal. And their results of their highly scientific was that being tired was worse than being under the limit.
I can see that. I can see that.
Sometimes when you're sitting in class for a lecture that goes on and on and on, and you're really tired, and suddenly your head just dips, and your eyes suddenly go wide awake, and it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of weird. And then your head just falls down again, and it's like, yeah, you got to get some sleep.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. If I'm honest, I have, in my foolishness, done that behind the wheel, and it is quite awful. And I've gotten
Oh,
better
behind
about,
the wheel?
yeah, I've gotten better about making sure that I, pull over and just like take a nap for a half hour and that sort of thing.
What works is just anything to just change the situation. So even just getting out of the vehicle and just going for a quick walk, or having some water or something like that, and then you'll be good to go for another 20 minutes. Just something to break up the monotony.
But yeah, one of the reasons I've been staying up so late is because I'm getting ready for this Christmas program. And I was thinking about announcing it beforehand and inviting everyone to come out and enjoy the Christmas program that myself and some of the kids from church are putting on. But then I've been trying to like practice, and because I have a lot of music to perform, and I've been trying to practice and get everything together, and it hasn't been going well. So I decided I'm not going to invite anybody to come and watch it. Basically.
Sounds a bit selfish.
Well, I think it's actually caring, because then
Oh,
you won't
okay.
have to put up with me making all kinds of mistakes on the piano.
So it's pretty low expectations then.
But that's basically, I try to keep the expectations as low as possible. But
Already?
I did actually write a skit for the kids to perform, and I'm hoping to hopefully have it on video. And stuff for posting somewhere, but I'm not totally sure if we're gonna be able to do that or not. So stay tuned. There might be a video of what I think is a very witty skit, coming somewhat soon. And there should be another episode of Cook It Like It's Hot sometime soon as well.
Oh, yeah,
So
that's always entertaining.
yeah, everybody make sure you stay tuned for that. It's gonna be as interesting as always, I'm sure.
As
And
interesting as it was last time,
well, it's
the
always
time before
interesting.
that.
The funny thing is that the filming sessions are usually more interesting than the video turns out to be. So it's been so many. It's been a series of epic fails, as the kids would say if they were to describe it. But yeah, we're getting through it. Mary's a great host, so everybody go and join the Cook It Like It's Hot community.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I should mention that Auckland has a fair amount of street musicians, buskers, if you will. I usually take the same route home each day, and I usually pass sort of the same group of people every couple of days or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, yesterday I ran into, or yesterday, or no, the day before yesterday, Monday, doesn't matter, Monday, which was your Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cut all of that out.
Well, no, if it was your Monday, it'd be our Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, cut all of that out.
Yeah,
anyways. yeah, so I was walking home there on Monday afternoon, and I saw this this couple playing some music. The guy was on a guitar, and the girl was playing a violin. And they sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of bucks that I was gonna give him, and so I sat down and started listening, and then they finished their song and started packing up. Like, oh, what's this business? So so I quickly ran over there with 5 bucks in my hand, and I'm like, oh, hey, one more song, you know, encore, right? And and they said, oh no, it's too loud here. We're right by the bus stop, and you know, you can't really hear anything. And so we're gonna move up the street a little bit. And I said, oh, okay. Well, they said, you can join us if you want. It's like, yeah, okay. I got nothing else to do.
Nice.
So they offered me a drink from their pop that they had, and I politely declined. and I offered to help them carry anything, but they politely declined. Although I did actually carry the drink.
Yeah.
So they set up base just further up the street, and wow, they could really play well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the music was just beautiful. I asked to record one of their songs just because I have my camera with me, and so Paul will lovingly provide the link on YouTube to check out the band.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're called Pandasira or something. Pandasira? I don't know. Who knows?
Well, they probably do, but...
And then yesterday, after work, I saw another busker who have bought a CD before, and he plays 12-string guitar, and he's his music is featured in a new film that was just recently come out called The Insatiable Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems to be a fairly interesting movie. But yeah, his music is featured on that movie.
Nice.
And so I was chatting to him for a bit, and he sung me a couple of songs, which is pretty cool. And I said that the CD that I bought doesn't have any lyrics, doesn't have any words, mm-hmm. no vocal track.
Yeah.
And it's called I don't know, like Brother or Son, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a companion CD called Sister Moon, or something. And it's basically like the same CD but with the vocal track.
Right.
And I said, yeah, you know, your stuff. He asked me how a CD was, and I said, yeah, it's pretty good, but I definitely prefer your vocal stuff. And he said, oh, maybe I'll go home and I'll record you a couple of things. So
nice.
So I think you might, go home and record a couple of things and send them to me. Sweet. So that was all pretty cool. And then across the street there was another street artist. He is a watercolor artist. He's from Italy.
Yeah.
His name is Luca, and so I'm in the process of getting him to draw or to paint a pahutakawa, which is a type of tree. So it's quite funny that I've got all these like street artists' names down, and I see them on the street and talk to them and
that's cool.
Buy stuff off them, I guess.
So yeah, I don't think Prince George has a very large street artist scene, so that's cool.
No, And I guess, to be fair, for a city of this size, neither does Auckland. But, if you see the same guys, you know, again and again, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
To be able to chat to them and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, another thing that, I guess I should probably segue that better. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's definitely cool. Another thing, of course, is paulisgreat.com is coming along nicely.
Right.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't seen it, make sure you check out paulisgreat.com. And once again, you can sign up for that and submit articles about how wonderful I am. I actually forgot to mention that there are bribes available for people who do want to submit content for any gotgrip.com related site. So either gotgrip.com or paulisgreat.com. There are bribes available, so make sure you take advantage of those as well. Get in touch, and we'll get you in on those. So listen, I'm just going to get ready to wrap this up here, because I do want to get some sleep tonight, because I'm already tired enough to not be behind the wheel. So thanks again for chatting about the scene in Auckland. That's pretty sweet. I think my brain just shut off. I can't think right now. So anyways, take us out of here before this gets any worse.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
Yes. Bro. Yes, it has. Yes, it has indeed. All right. I'm tired. Yeah. Okay. So thanks, Aiden, again, and bye, everybody.
Bye.